Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. My next guest is a man who networks himself all over the place for a living, and why not? From the utilities warehouse and calling all businesses, John Holden. Welcome back to Tone FM.
And welcome to you as well, Darren. It's great to be back.
John, now listen, for those that don't know you, what you do, just tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and we can move on to what you're here to discuss, which is the Somerset Business Show.
Excellent. Well, listen, I'm from Bishop's Lydiard, but I have businesses in Taunton over in the Crescent. And what I currently do is help people reduce what they spend on their utility bills. I also help them increase their income on a part-time or full-time basis. The other thing I do is calling all businesses, which is a business networking, which helps businesses get support, gets more business, and obviously keeps them moving along.
Okay. Right, now let's talk about the... I did wonder whether it was my phone or your phone. let's talk about the Somerset Business Show. It was John's phone, not mine. The Somerset Business Show, what is it, when is it, how do we get involved, and what's the benefits of this?
Well, listen, I really do believe that although we've got a lot of noise out there, people want to market themselves. People want to actually understand what's going on in the community, and they really do need to network face-to-face because it is at the top of the tree, word-of-mouth recommendations. So the Somerset Business Show is about putting on stands, listening to great speakers, but it's also about creating more business for people.
Now, you and I had a conversation the other day off-air about networking and my experience of networking, and there's a lot of these things that go on in and around town, these breakfast meetings and so on and so forth. You tend to find the same faces rocking up at these things, having bits of discussion about various things and how they each are, and then you sort of walk away from it and that's it. I'm not sure. Does it benefit to go to a networking meeting, or is it just me not sort of buying into it?
I think that's a really good question. A lot of people have the same perception as what you do, Darren. And what it is that word of mouth recommendation. Yeah, and you do see these people that come to networking at the similar faces, but you also get fresh faces. But they understand how to create more business through other people's communities and networks. So if you understand networking, it's far more powerful to market business.
So the main point about networking is... a case of, well, I know somebody can help you out with that, and it's like it's not like a direct sale, is it? It could be a bit further down the line. So you might need a product, or you might need help with something, and then somebody's name has come up because you went to a networker.
Precisely. I mean, if you think when you're trying to look for business at networking, you don't get it at networking. You get it through the room, mm-hmm. and people will come along to. Try and look at other opportunities, because me and you will actually come across lots of opportunities. It's really easy for me to sell you, Tone FM, and refer you. So I can do it naturally and it's easier for me. So when we're trying to do it ourselves, we're looking for it and people are aware of it and tend to back away a bit. But recommendation, definitely. Mm. I'd always recommend you, Darren.
You're probably the only one that would. Right, John, Somerset Business Show then. Where is it? When is it? How do I get involved as a local business? How much is it going to cost me? Let me have all the details.
Well, it's free to come along to the actual event. You can have a stand. They start at £145. That's a really good investment to obviously get in front of literally hundreds, if not hundreds, of businesses. It's on the 27th of March. Now, there is a business breakfast in the morning, and the business breakfast starts around 7:45. That's £15 to come along and have a great breakfast. And, you know, there'll be around 40 to 50 businesses at that meeting itself. So if you really would like to come along, just search for Somerset, the Somerset Business Show.
And for those that have never been to a networking event like the Somerset Business Show, what can they expect?
Well, a lot of it is lively, it's very friendly, and it's relaxed. Now, here's a tip for somebody that's never been networking and that wants to come along and they're unsure. Come early. Now, if you go early, you're in the room early, so people have to come to you rather than you walk into a room full of people, especially for women. It's quite daunting sometimes because it's predominantly sometimes men, but there are networking groups that have specifically for women.
And you'll find that people sort of walk around, introduce themselves if they don't know you, and then conversations build from then on, don't they?
They do, and you'll find the people that are hosting the events can actually introduce you to other people, so you can start up your conversations.
Excellent. Okay, so if you are a local business, no matter how big, how small, it's one of these situations where I know the climate is, I don't know, have I got any money? Brexit, do you get that a lot at the moment with anyone?
I do. And again, that's another reason for if you've never marketed your business. Some businesses, you know, like lawyers, even dentists or those accountants, they're actually having to network because, you know, some of it's technology, some of it's being competition coming in from people starting up their own businesses.
Okay, if anybody wants to know more information about this, then the details that you will need are as follows. John.
Yeah, you can go to callingallbusinesses.net, that's www.callingallbusinesses.net, or just search for the Somerset Business Show.
Brilliant, excellent. You can listen again to this on our website at turnfm.co.uk. You can post and share, or you can give John a quick shout yourself. Just search out the Utilities Warehouse or Calling All Businesses and you'll find him under a pile of paper somewhere. That's the way to find John. John Holden, my guest, thanks very much for coming in to see us again.
Thank you, Dan.